Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a bill on my credit card. And I believe it's from your company, but it doesn't list the company's name. Could you tell me what you sell?
We handle over 400 vendors, ma'am. So I would need some information.
You handle what?
We handle over 400 companies, ma'am. So I would need your zip code to pin it down so I can find you, tell you
One
exactly what it was.
15 15 102. Is it chewable CBD gummies?
Yes, that is one of the ones that we do.
Okay. I would like that discontinued. I didn't realize that every month I'm going to get charged $67.32.
And what is your first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is Nancy, Nancy. Futrick, F is in Frank, Utrick.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
3440 Thornwood Drive, Thornwood, it's one word, Drive, Bethel Park, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, 15102.
Now, give me one second. Why is being loaded? Is that close to Bethlehem?
Well, it's in the same state, but no, it's on the other. It's Pittsburgh. We're in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Bethel Park is on the other side of Pittsburgh?
No, Bethel Park is on the same side of the state as Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Bethlehem is near Philadelphia.
Ah, okay. Now, give me one second while this is being loaded up.
Okay. Your name is.
My name is Renee.
Could you spell that, please?
Renee.
Rene. Okay.
I always wanted to go to Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Where are you?
I'm in
What
Miami.
state are? Oh, you're in Miami. Yeah, well, it would be totally different than Miami.
Yeah,
It's a beautiful city, but it's becoming increasingly taken over by the homeless and whatever other cities, what's happening to every other city in the United States?
I understand. I'm from New Orleans, so I know what the homeless look like. You gotta pass by them every day you go to work because they're under the interstate.
That's what's happening in Pittsburgh also. It's a shame. I don't have a way to help them.
Yeah, it's basically our government. Our government ain't doing nothing to house. Basically, I watched this video where they say that basically millennials and Gen Zers won't be ever able to retire because of one, company's 401k ain't that really that good anymore, and two, the housing crisis is just too much to even try to retire on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's just yeah, I feel if you're one of that someone of that age, I feel bad for you.
And
I
then
really.
Yeah, and then apparently the Social Security is going to run out dramatically by 20, let's say 2020, I think they say 2032, I think Social Security is going to be dramatically reduced.
Yeah, I know. That'll be me, so.
Okay, ma'am. I do see that you now, would you say that you said that you had? You said you had
Pardon me?
gummies?
Or I don't know. I don't have it right here with me.
So,
CBD oil and gummies or.
I'm not seeing that on here. What I'm seeing is that you entered a contest to win some gummies. Not gummies, to win some, I want some gummies, to win a kitchen set.
Oh, no.
That's what I see here. On the 13th of September.
Well, I may have, but I'm being charged. Six. Do you see me a charge for me for 6732?
Yeah, that's what I see here. It was for a contest for a kitchen set.
Well,
That's what that was.
why would I be charged to be in a contest?
That's what the original charge was, and you was charged the 574 to enter that. And if you didn't win, you were charged to put into a main contest, which is 1 out of 100 people to win, which was that, and then you was put in there again, which was the 6732, which means right now your winnings would be 1 out of 50 people.
Well, I want out of the whole thing.
Okay, I
I
can
don't
get
want to
that.
be, I don't want to, I don't want to be charged any more $67.32.
Okay, man, I can get that canceled for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I was able to get that canceled for you.
Okay, so I will not be getting any more charges.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. You won't. Would you like that cancellation number?
Oh, yes, just a sec. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie,
Okay.
262.
Okay.
209
Zero
zero
nine.
zero 051.
0051.
09
Is that
50951.
correct? Zero, wait. I have C262209 0 and then what?
51.
No, 51. And that's the cancellation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that should be it.
Yeah, that's it. You will not be charged anymore, and I canceled out the account, so you won't be
All right.
charged anymore for that.
All right. Thank you very much, Renee.
No problem. You have a good
Come to
day.
Pitts come to Pittsburgh sometime, but
Oh, definitely. When say that
don't come
again?
to see the Steelers lose. Don't come to see the Steelers lose.
Oh, definitely. That's one of the reasons why I want to come to Pittsburgh so I can watch the Pittsburgh Steelers game. A couple of coworkers of mine went to the Steelers and Green Bay, not Steelers and Tampa Bay game,
Tampa.
and they was mad because the Steelers wind up winning.
I know my. Wow, that's a you. You might be related to me. I don't know. Now, my granddaughters and her husband came from Michigan to Pittsburgh to watch the Steeler Tampa Bay game because he grew up in Tampa all his life and loves their quarterback. And
Tom Brady.
So they came from Michigan to Pittsburgh to watch it, and Tampa lost.
I tell you one thing. I'm from New Orleans, so if New Orleans, while I'm going to Pittsburgh to go to play them, that's when I might go to Pittsburgh just to watch them play.
Okay, well, all right. You do that.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer service, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me back.
No problem, ma'am. No problem.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.